Welcome to the Christian Life Coach Collective. I am your host, Laura Malone, and we're here to talk about life coaching, entrepreneurship, leading yourself well, and lots of spirit-led life and business strategies. So thanks for joining me on this journey, and let's jump into today's episode. Hi there, friends. Before we get started with today's episode, I want to tell you about the Greenhouse Life Coach Training and Certification course because it's renewing now. The doors are open and I want to get you trained so you can start coaching. Like, I want you to get tools that are going to transform your life and help you make an impact, but an income as a life coach. So I'm going to teach you the 10 roots, which are the foundational coaching skills that are going to help you serve anybody and everybody in whatever niche you choose, or if you stay in general life coaching. And I'm also going to teach you how to get started coaching ASAP, like as in how to tell people you're a coach and then start getting practice clients to start with it. Like, let's go now. And also how to start making money from the get-go. You do not have to wait to get paid as a coach for like 6 months or a year or with that piece of paper. You can actually do this now. And you'll be launching into the air in 6 months instead of just starting to look around for a launch pad. So you're going to get training, life coaching, and learn the simple starter strategy that helps you set up your onboarding process, which is part of the Sococa system that I teach and called the coach. And later on, you can jump into that course and learn how to actually start the online business so that people are finding you through your content creation and things just like my clients do through this podcast. So you're going to gain an understanding of coaching theory, ethics, and all the possibilities to lay a strong foundation for your practice with 10 major coaching skills that are foundational. And you're going to go through the trainings one by one. You're going to come back later, review them when you need to. And then every other week for 6 months, you're going to get training and coaching sessions. And over these 6 months, you're going to learn how to manage the mind and shift the paradigm. Set the goals and make committed decisions to them. Take action and get clarity and confidence. Develop true identity and purpose. Cultivate self-leadership to create a legacy. Understand the power of your spirit, soul, and body. This is major in like human self-awareness. Stop the buffering and learn acceptance. Take back your time with boundaries. Grow stronger relationships and communication and face those scary money monster stories. Okay, these are like the major 10 roots that are really, we should have been taking these classes in high school or even middle school, because those are the things that would have set us up for success. And all of your clients going forward are going to need your help in all of these things, no matter what they want and how they go about getting it. So in case you think that I've done something or I've had something special that helped me build my business and find clients and love my job, like if you haven't been listening long enough, I want to tell you, I just simply walked all of this out piece by piece, making mistakes and trying again and being willing to show back up because it means something to me. And I figured it out without any support or money along the way. So I've done it on the cheap. I've done it without grandiose display, and I didn't have any tech training for all of the software. I didn't have money to invest. I didn't have investors to help. I didn't have a lot of spare time, and I didn't have nothing going on, right? So I'm not a unicorn, though my favorite color is rainbow, like a shiny, sparkly rainbow. And that means that whatever I've tried and figured out and I've worked really hard at, you can do too. Especially because I care about people who are like me, who want to get started right where they're at. So my mission is to be your guide and support team and give you what I didn't have, because I understand where you're coming from and all of it. And if you are like some of my clients, where you're just only making the ends meet, either in your bank account or your like your soul account, and you just wish you could live like that abundant life. Or if you're busy investing your time in all those littles and they're your primary concern, but you also want to like walk on purpose. And in addition to the honor of being a mom, there's something else you want to have going on at the same time. Or maybe you're trying to get out of debt and not into it. And you know you need to invest some money to start a business that's making money. Or if you're hoping to just like cover all of the expenses after life threw you a really big curveball, and now you might be the one who needs to create the main paycheck, or maybe you're desperate to make some kind of major change in your life, and running a business from your own home or while you're traveling is like just the thing that you need. Or maybe you're just like restless or despairing and hopeless in a job that's killing your soul and you want to trade it for the best job on the face of the entire blooming planet. Or maybe you're just really excited about God placing a call on your life to help others and help them find hope and strategize a path forward. So if you are ready to step into your future and a hopeful, promising career, because like I say, it's the best job in the world, then I invite you to walk through the doors of the greenhouse with me. It's not going to be as scary or as painful as figuring it all out on your own. And yeah, join the greenhouse course. Sow the seeds today that are going to become the fruitful trees of your tomorrow. Yesterday on the Bible app, Galatians 6:9 popped up and it says, "Don't allow yourself to be weary in planting good seeds, for the season of reaping, the wonderful harvest you've planted is coming." And I'm holding on to that, friends. I've held on to that a lot of times in life. So today I want to talk about actually wanting to do the work that you do. And the deal about life coaching is that it's a job you want to do. Like that's the situation. You don't start a business doing something that you're going to dread. You don't get trained to do something you don't care about. And you don't market to people you wouldn't like working with. This is a business, a job, profession, a career that you should love building. And if you don't love it, you shouldn't be doing it. It's like, you know, that waitress that you're like, you should not be in the restaurant business. You hate people. You should not be here. Because the essence of life coaching is to become more aware of yourself, your true goals and callings, your hopes and dreams, your challenges and hindrances and answers and solutions. And if you become a coach and start a business, but you don't really want to, then you're literally operating against the ideals of coaching. And how can you ever help somebody if you're not even like, that's not what you want to do. If you don't want to be more aware, if you don't want to figure out what your true goals are, if you don't want to attain anything, if you never want any kind of results, then why would you want to help other people do it? Because if you don't want to do it, it means you're not doing it, right? And if you're not doing it, you can't help anybody else do it. Yes, coaching is about finding out what you want and then figuring out how to get it in any area of life. And every client I've ever worked with comes with things that they want coaching on, either an interpersonal, like inside of them, business or career, relationships, health, or money. Like these are kind of the basics. There is thunder. I don't know if you're going to hear it. What a massive storm, maybe some hail and tornadoes. I'm keeping my ear out for the siren. Anyway, in each case, we always define the issue or the trigger and then find out what they want instead of what they're currently experiencing. Then we create a strategy to get that result. So you become a coach because you've decided that what you want in life is to walk with people on their journey and that is what's going to be fulfilling to you. Those are the kind of results you want to create that culminate in a legacy. So you become a coach because you're already helping hearted, or you're intuitive and wise, or you're willing to share what you've learned and apply it to someone else's need for a strategy, or all of the above and more. So you start a business because you want the freedom and the risk and the excitement and the satisfaction. Like you accept that you have to wear all of the hats for a while and that grunt work and figuring it out is just part of the journey. You know, if you put in the work now, even if it means taking your computer and working while you get an oil change, or scripting an episode while you're nursing the baby, or dreaming about your, you know, your business future while you're in the car wash, on your notes app, on the phone, and talking about it every single day to anybody who will listen to you, that you will reap benefits later. You'll have someone helping you later. You'll make money later. You'll have your processes streamlined and simplified, and you'll know all of the things later. It might feel like it's taking a long time, but the reality is that good things take a while. If I throw a roast in a skillet and try to eat it in a half an hour, I'm going to be disgusted. But if it sits in a slow cooker all day and it's going to be like juicy and tender and flavorful, and maybe like I pour a jar of like store sauce over spaghetti, it'll do. But a pot of homemade sauce with San Marzano tomatoes and fresh basil from the lanai that simmers all day long, that is far more satisfying and delightful. So you start and follow through everything you must do because you want the rewards and results that you create. If you didn't want those kinds of rewards and results, then you would need to do something different to get the other thing that you actually truly want, your true goal. But if you want to see the joy and hope and light in somebody's eyes because they feel like you really heard them in a coaching session, and you want to see transformation in their relationship with like their children or their coworkers, and see everything they gain when they start doing their own personal inner work and see tears of gratitude because you walked them through this, you know, all those scary next steps to get the first fruits of taking massive action in their life, then everything you do as a coach and an entrepreneur will be so incredibly worth it. Every little thing you take action on in service to others will feel life-giving if you keep your eyes on the results that you've decided and committed that you want. All of the platforms, all the software that you have to learn to run an online business will be worth it, even if you're not techie, if you hate a computer, because you know that those things are going to help you serve people. They undergird you. They support you. All the brain work of keeping your books and money in order is going to be worth it because you know it's going to help you serve people. All the uncertainty and lack of confidence that you think you're suffering from, and then you walk yourself through, will be worth it because it will help you serve people and do this thing called coaching that you want to do. All the little things you have to do but hate doing, because you're like, you know how it is. You say, well, I'm not gifted in that, or I'm not called to it. All those things are going to be worth it because it will help you serve all of your people in the long run. And these thoughts I'm having, why I'm saying all of this is, it was spurred on by a conversation I had with a friend who would make an excellent life coach. And I was talking about the greenhouse course, and she was asking me all these questions about what happens, what goes on, what do I do, the private Facebook community, and connecting with my students and coaches in there. And she said about social media, she's like, I just wouldn't want to have to be there all the time fighting the algorithms and answering everybody's questions. And honestly, I knew that that was coming from like the job she currently has. I think that comes from like the perspective of answering those questions. And my answer was like, holy moly, guacamole. I love being on there. I don't use social media to build a business and beg for clients. I use it to serve the people who've already self-selected to be where I am, where I'm giving value. So I'm showing up for the ones I already have, like the people I already have connected with somehow. So I don't care about the algorithm because I'm talking to the people who've chosen to be in there because they want something and they want to connect with me. And on top of that, I absolutely love answering questions and giving feedback to each and every person in there. Just like I love showing up to coach, I love showing up online to help serve the people there when they need something. And what I told her was the truth. While I used to hate checking social for like all the notifications because I didn't really care what anybody, you know, had for dinner, it's now actually one of my favorite parts of the day because I'm not trolling or scrolling to find people. I'm connecting with real people who want help. They're like my ideal people. So it's just one place I can show up and offer more value and quick tips, quick wins, hope, truth. It's an open invitation for you as my listeners or blog readers to show up and freely ask anything and get feedback because I like doing that. And others can do the same for you that are in there. And you that might actually lead to finding your coach who's on the same journey as you. You might just make some friends who like understand your passion and want to talk about it, even though your family at the dinner table doesn't get you. And they wish you would shut up about this whole life coaching thing. Like, totally get that. I see the stink eye in all my children's faces. So again, I want you to think about, do you want to do the work that you're doing? And as a coach, when you think about coaching, I want you to open up to the possibility that everything that you'll have to do, even being brave and telling people that you're a coach and putting yourself out there on the edge and risking rejection, risking failure, which is just the price. That's the cost of trying, right? It's also the cost of trying unto success. But all those things are going to be worth it because it means that you're showing up and serving people who need your help. So jump in the greenhouse course, get trained, become a Sterling and Stone life coach, and let's get going. So I'm very excited to work with you. Can't wait to see you join the Christian Life Coach Collective Facebook group. All of the links are in the show notes, but you can also go to sterlingandstonementoring.com/thegreenhouse, and I'll see you there. Have a great week. Hey friends, don't forget to jump into the Christian Life Coach Collective Facebook group if you haven't already, so you can connect with like-directed people and get free resources and ask for feedback, all the things that are going to help support you on your calling as a coach. I hope to see you in there, and don't forget to subscribe to the show.